"Get thee behind me, demon," he muttered.
"I am behind you."
Brother turned again slowly. The garden was still empty. He fled. Many stories start long before they begin, and Brother's story had its origin thousands of years before his birth. There are billions of gods in the world. They swarm as thick as herring roe. Most of them are too small to see and never get worshipped, at least by anything bigger than bacteria, who never say their prayers and don't demand much in the way of miracles. They are the small gods, the spirits of places where two ant trails cross, the gods of microclimates down between the grass roots. And most of them stay that way. Because what they lack is belief. A handful, though, go on to greater things. Anything may trigger it. A shepherd seeking a lost lamb finds it among the briars and takes a minute or two to build a small cairn of stones in general thanks to whatever spirits might be around the place. Or a peculiarly shaped tree becomes associated with a cure for disease. Or someone carves a spiral on an isolated stone, because what gods need is belief, and what humans want is gods. Often it stops there, but sometimes it goes further. More rocks are added, more stones are raised, a temple is built on the site where the tree once stood. The god grows in strength, the belief of its worshippers raising it upwards like 1,000 tons of rocket fuel. For a very few, the sky's the limit, and sometimes not even that. Brother Numrod was wrestling with impure thoughts in the privacy of his severe cell when he heard the fervent voice from the novitiate's dormitory. The brother boy was flat on his face in front of a statue of Om, in his manifestation as a thunderbolt, shaking and gabbling fragments of prayer. There was something creepy about that boy, Numrod thought. It was the way he looked at you when you were talking, as if he was listening. He wandered out and prodded the prone youth with the end of his cane.
"Get up, boy. What do you think you're doing in the dormitory in the middle of the day,
Brother managed to spin round while still flat on the floor and grasped the priest's ankles.
"A voice! A voice! It spoke to me!" he wailed.
Numrod breathed out. This was familiar ground. Voices were right up Numrod's cloister. He heard them all the time.
"Get up, boy," he said, slightly more kindly.
Brother got to his feet. He was, as Numrod had complained before, too old to be a proper novice. About 10 years too old. "Give me a boy up to the age of 7, Numrod had always said. But Brother was going to die a novice. When they made the rules, they'd never allowed for anything like Brother. His big red honest face stared up at the novice master.
"Sit down on your bed, Brother," said Numrod.
Brother obeyed immediately. Brother did not know the meaning of the word disobedience. It was only one of a large number of words he didn't know the meaning of. Numrod sat down beside him.
"Now, Brother," he said, "you know what happens to people who tell falsehoods, don't you?"
Brother nodded, blushing.
"Very well, now, tell me about these voices."
Brother twisted the hem of his robe in his hands.
"It was more like one voice, Master," he said.
"Like one voice," said Brother Numrod. "And what did this voice say,
Brother hesitated. Now he came to think about it, the voice hadn't said anything very much. It had just spoken. It was in any case hard to talk to Brother Numrod, who had a nervous habit of squinting at the speaker's lips and repeating the last few words they said practically as they said them. He also touched things all the time. Walls, furniture, people, as if he was afraid the universe would disappear if he didn't keep hold of it. And he had so many nervous tics that they had to cue. Brother Numrod was perfectly normal for someone who had survived in the Citadel for 50 years.
"Well," Brother began.
Brother Numrod held up a skinny hand. Brother could see the pale blue veins in it.
"And I am sure you know that there are 2 kinds of voice that are heard by the spiritual,"
said the Master of Novices. One eyebrow began to twitch.
"Yes, Master. Brother Murdoch told us that," said Brother meekly.
"Told us that. Yes. Sometimes, as he, in his infinite wisdom, sees fit, the god speaks to a chosen one, and he becomes a great prophet,"
said Numrod.
"Now I am sure you wouldn't presume to consider yourself one of them,
No, Master.
Master.